John Kerry takes the stage at Boston's Fleet Center in about a half an hour. It is his night to sell his candidacy to the country as he accepts his party's nomination for president. In the build-up to tonight's convention climax, one repeated theme has been Kerry as a new kind of commander-in-chief, emphasizing diplomacy as well as military strength. Today, the delegates heard again from that same theme from a retired U.S. Army general who was a Kerry rival in the Democratic primaries, Wesley Clark.
The safety of our country demands cooperation with our allies. The safety of our country demands making more friends and fewer enemies. The safety of our country demands an end to the doctrinaire, ineffective policies that currently grip Washington. Enough is enough.
General Wesley Clark, who was Supreme Allied Commander in Europe and sought the Democratic presidential nomination this year, he was speaking earlier this evening at the Democratic convention. NPR's Tovia Smith is on the convention floor near the Massachusetts delegation, and she joins us now. Tovia, how would you describe the mood there among the delegates as the Kerry speech draws near?
Oh, it's excited and it is building. We are looking right now at a kind of a home movie about John Kerry, a biography that's supposed to run about 10 minutes. A few minutes ago, we heard from his two daughters, Vanessa and Alexandra. They had the place in really cracking up out loud and really talking about their father as a caring human being, how the father is the same as the elected public servant. They were saying one story they told was how he rescued a hamster, Vanessa said, that had fallen over a dock into the water, and then, as she said, he performed mouth-to-mouth on that hamster. I'm not sure how true that part is, but anyway, it's a theme that is an ongoing one here, this idea of rescue. In a few minutes, he's going to appear on the stage with some of his crewmates from the Swift boat that he captained in Vietnam, and a man whose life he saved by pulling him out of the water. And again, this theme is, this is a man who's tested by war, who's a decisive leader, and it's a metaphor for how he will save our country and protect America from the age of terror. That is the theme that they're trying to project tonight.
And what we heard in that clip of General Wes Clark a few minutes ago, is that a fair preview of what we're likely to hear from John Kerry himself?
I think so. About Cam Kerry, the candidate's brother, told me that about half the speech is going to be focused on national security. No surprise. And I think that's what people want to hear. As one guy said to me, this is one of the most important elections in my lifetime. He was a delegate from Texas. And he said, we're not just electing a president of the United States. He said, we're electing a world leader. This is going to, a guy who has a bigger job than that. And as he put it, these are his words, he said, I don't care for this cowboy we have now in office. This is a delegate from Texas who said that. A lot has been made of Kerry's charisma question and whether he's got it and how he'll do in his speech tonight. Another delegate said to me that, it's really not what matters now in these times. These are serious times. I'm not looking, she said, this is her words, we're not looking for a guy to go have a beer with. I'm looking for a guy to have a government with.
Well, in addition to talking about defense and security and something about himself, I should think, we should hear about the economy as well in the acceptance speech.
Absolutely. He's going to be talking, trying to reach undecided voters, and a large block of the people he's trying to reach are these single moms. They've identified that these are people who don't tend to vote and aren't even registered. They'll be reaching out to them. Somebody called them Walmart moms, but they are single moms that they're trying to reach and trying to hit on economic issues that would resonate with them.
Okay. Thank you, Tovia.
Thanks, Robert.
NPR's Tovia Smith on the convention floor, as you can hear behind her, the soundtrack of that video presentation about John Kerry.